Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Few names in history have become so widely used. Machiavellian conjures up images of ruthless cunning, manipulation, and cold political scheming. To be Machiavellian is to be calculating, even sinister. Yet behind this word was a man of flesh and blood, Niccolo Machiavelli, who was born in Florence in 1469, lived through wars, exiles, and torture, and wrote books that had outlived centuries of scandal. But was he truly the cynical puppet master of politics, or simply a realist in a brutal age? Today, we'll unravel the life of Machiavelli, not as a caricature of villainy, but as a Renaissance man, caught between ideals and survival. Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, consider subscribing. We post every week and we welcome any feedback. We hope you enjoy today's episode. To understand Machiavelli, we must first understand Florence. By the late 1400s, Florence was one of Italy's richest and most vibrant city-states. Famed for art, banking, and the rise of thinkers like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo. But beneath its splendor was turmoil. Florence was a republic, but its politics were dominated by the Medici family, bankers who ruled like princes without a crown. Alliances shifted, popes schemed, France and Spain fought over Italy, and within Florence itself, factions rose and fell in bloody revolutions. This was the world into which Niccolo Machiavelli was born in 1469. The son of a modest but educated family. He wasn't wealthy, but he was bright, he was ambitious, and thoroughly Florentine, a lover of history, literature, and the art of persuasion. In 1494, when Niccolo was 25, Florence erupted in crisis. The French king Charles VIII invaded Italy, and the Medici were thrown out of power. In their place rose a radical republic, led by the fiery Dominican friar Girolamo Savonarola, who preached against corruption and luxury. Bonfires consumed arts and books. The city teetered between religious zeal and political chaos. Amid this upheaval, Machiavelli entered government service. By 1498, he had risen to a key position, second chancellor of the Republic of Florence. His job was diplomacy, sending and receiving ambassadors, negotiating alliances, and reporting on the movements of kings and mercenaries. Over the next decade, Machiavelli travelled across Italy and Europe. He met the French king Louis XII, he watched Pope Julius II wage war, and most famously, he observed Cesare Borgia, the ruthless son of Pope Alexander the 11th, who was carving out a brutal dominion in central Italy. Borgia became Machiavelli's living example of ambition, charisma and cunning, a man who embodied both the brilliance and the cruelty of Renaissance power. Machiavelli's career came to an abrupt end in 1512. The Medici family, aided by Spanish troops, swept back into Florence. The Republic collapsed. Machiavelli, as a servant of the Republic, was accused of conspiracy. He was thrown in prison and tortured with the strappado, a device that wrenched his shoulders from their sockets, and eventually released, broken in health and without employment. For the rest of his life, he lived in relative poverty on his small estate outside Florence. From the heights of political life, he had fallen into irrelevance. Yet it was in this enforced exile that he produced his most enduring works. In 1513, Machiavelli began writing The Prince. It was not a philosophical treatise in the traditional sense, it was a short, sharp handbook on how a ruler should seize and hold power. Dedicated to the Medici themselves, his former enemies, it reads like advice from a man eager to regain political favour. The Prince shocked its readers. Machiavelli dismissed the idealism of medieval thinkers who preached that rulers must be moral, just and pious. Instead, he argued that rulers must deal with the world as it is, not as it ought to be. He wrote that a prince should strive to be both loved and feared, but if forced to choose, fear was safer. He advised that keeping power might require deception, cruelty, or betrayal. A ruler should appear virtuous, but be ready to act immorally when necessary. Yet The Prince is not a work of evil, it is a work of realism. Machiavelli had seen firsthand how fragile states collapsed, how mercenaries betrayed their employers, and how ruthless leaders survived. He believed he was telling the truth about politics, that morality mattered less than stability. Ironically, if The Prince made Machiavelli infamous, his other writings reveal a very different side. In his discourses on Livy, he praised the Roman Republic, arguing that free states, with citizens engaged in politics, produce strength and virtue. Far from being a simple advocate of tyranny, Machiavelli admired republican liberty. He also wrote The Art of War, where he urged Florence to rely on citizen militias rather than mercenary armies, whom he despised for their greed and unreliability. And beyond politics, Machiavelli had a lighter side. He wrote plays, poems, and even satirical comedies, poking fun at human folly. His comedy, Mandragola, was a hit on the Renaissance stage, full of bawdy humour and witty deception. This was the man behind the myth, not merely a dark schemer, but a Renaissance intellectual, fascinated by power, history, and human behaviour. Despite his efforts, the Medici never fully trusted Machiavelli. He received minor assignments, but was never restored to his former influence. In 1527, when the Medici were once again expelled and the Republic restored, Machiavelli saw a final chance for redemption. But the new government viewed him with suspicion, too compromised by his past ties to the Medici. Heartbroken, he was excluded once more. He died soon after in June 1527 at the age of 58. Machiavelli's reputation took on a life of its own. To his contemporaries, the prince seemed shocking, even diabolical. The Catholic Church placed it on the index of prohibited books. Playwrights and poets portrayed him as a devilish figure, whispering evil counsel. In Elizabethan England, Old Nick was even used as a nickname for the devil, drawn from Machiavelli's name. Over time, however, scholars began to see his writings differently, not as guides to wickedness, but as the birth of political science. He separated politics from morality insisting on a clear-eyed analysis of power. Today, Machiavelli is studied as a realist, a thinker who described the brutal logic of politics in a world torn by war and ambition. Leaders from Napoleon to Mussolini, from business executives to modern politicians, have cited him. Some embrace his ideas, others recoil, but few ignore him. So who was Niccolò Machiavelli? Not the devil incarnate, not a prophet of cruelty, he was a man of his time, a Florentine who saw the fragility of states, the greed of mercenaries, the duplicity of princes. He sought to describe politics as it was lived, not as it was preached. If his name has become synonymous with cunning, it is because he forced readers to confront uncomfortable truths. That power is really innocent, that survival often trumps virtue, and that appearances can matter more than reality. Machiavelli the man was many things, a diplomat, a satirist, a republican dreamer, a victim of torture, and an exile who wrote to make sense of a brutal world. His ideas endure not because they tell us how to be wicked, but because they remind us how fragile and complex the business of ruling truly is. And perhaps that is the ultimate irony. Machiavelli, who died in obscurity, has become immortal, not as he wished, as a loyal servant of Florence, but as a symbol of power itself.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.